Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is nothing short of wild how much incredible news and information we have to cover today. I don't know where to start. The House committee has passed the bill and now going to the full Congress to arrest and give you 5 years in prison if you embed a YouTube video. Now, YouTube has the embed function. That's how the Internet operates. But it says if you embed a video that is later found to be copyright, you will be arrested. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation, others went directly to Congress months ago and said, do you know what this does? And they said, yes, we know. The big gold exchange with the Forex has come out and said the way new regulations are written, the private over-the-counter sale of gold is technically illegal, and that they're going to be advising everyone to stop the over-the-counter sale of gold. All of these incredible things are happening, not with a bang, but with a whimper. And as usual, the American people are distracted, are diverted by more exercises in political correctness, training us to obsess over what people say rather than what people do. Example, Barack Obama impersonator hauled off stage at Republican gathering, and I've watched the full 20-minute piece. He was supposed to do more than 30, and it's really pretty mild bipartisan bashing. But they couldn't handle it, and they're now calling it a big defeat for Republicans, showing they're redneck racist because they'd have somebody like this there speaking. And just endless obsession over it with political correctness. We also see, of course, MSNBC running a piece airing a national golf championship event and playing a piece they produced with the Pledge of Allegiance, which, of course, many times is read out at the beginning of sporting events, or they engage in the Star-Spangled Banner national anthem. With the words under God, as well as one nation omitted, that's your New World Order type of Pledge of Allegiance, where everybody's focusing on the under God taken out. What about one nation? Well, you can't have one nation when you're part of a New World Order. So we have that information that we're going to be breaking down, but not breaking it down from the angle that everybody else is looking at it, but to really illustrate how this is an overall distraction, a diversion from the incredible earth-shattering events that are taking place in our world. Now, what I'm going to do is, when we come back from break, I'm going to run over a lot of the different headlines that are here and some of the reports that I think are most important on the economy, on austerity riots going on huge military expansion of operations in the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia. And then for the full broadcast today, after about the 20 after, I will intersperse news, video clips, key intelligence in the ongoing New World Order paradigm as we attempt to expose the paradigm and then overturn the neo-fascistic modern model of high-tech slavery. We will take your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. But in the first hour, I do want to open it up for first-time callers, people who've never had a chance to get involved on air, never had a chance to join us on air. In fact, I'll give that number out now on any issue or item you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But when we come back, we're going to plunge into the news and then continue with your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. I also want to talk about Rick Perry, the Bilderberg approved candidate, now moving into frontline position and now not hiding the fact he's getting ready to announce he's going to be running for president. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thankful that so many millions of you have joined us today. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, I also do a two-hour broadcast on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. I want to leave the phones open today for you to be able to respond to all the different news items I'm going to raise, but also bring up any news stories or questions or comments that you have. We're going to have open phones for first-time callers in the first hour, and then we'll have a general free-for-all in the second and third hour today, interspersed with much of the news that I'm about to basically give you a summary of here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us, if you're first-time callers here in the first hour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Where to start here? Bilderberg approved Perry, set to become presidential frontrunner. Of course, he pledged to not run for president just months ago. He had the presidential book out, fed up. He'd been making all the national rounds. He'd been hiring all the staff. You've got Gingrich's people leaving to run to him. And no one will call him a liar when he announces for president. They'll go, oh, he's lying to us. This is good. Now he's presidential caliber. So later in the hour, I want to really look at who Rick Perry is. The forced inoculations of a vaccine that was a live cancer virus known to kill people in the trials. And a lot of people died after it happened. He ran the hoax saying it was the law to take it. That was a lie within a side of lie. It wasn't the law. He repeatedly vetoed the state and tried to ram through the NAFTA superhighways in Texas to turn over 8,000 miles of already paid for roads, which is illegal, by the way, federally and at the state level, to offshore corporations like Centra of Spain and Zachary of Australia. The list really goes on and on. Under his tutelage in 10 years as governor, he gave us the franchise tax, which is an income tax on businesses. He gave us the hospital district taxes. But he says openly in speeches that a prophet's not known in his own country. That's why a lot of the conservatives don't like him here in Texas, because they actually know who he is. What, he only won by 31, 32% of the vote in a three-way race. In fact, he can only win in three-way races. That's how they fix things here in Texas for him. He actually says, look at how good Texas is doing. Look at how good it is with me as governor. Texas is doing good despite Rick Perry. I get these emails and calls, and occasionally people on the street walk up and go, you know you got it good. You know America's good, Alex. Quit criticizing the government. They're going to protect us. They're not going to let World War III happen. They're good. These people believe that government makes the grass grow, that government makes the sun shine, the birds sing, that they make the baby fawns be born, the baby deer, in the springtime. And what a fundamentally unconstitutional, anti-1776, anti-conservative statement by Rick Perry that he has made Texas great. Oh, yeah. No, it's just that the rest of the country is going down the toilet bowl faster. And Rick Perry is one of the chunks of detritus out towards the edge. He's trying as best he can to get down into that sewer. And so, yes, in the Depression nationwide, Texas, because it has per capita the smallest government, except maybe Montana, you can look at the statistics and debate that, is doing better. And Rick Perry says it's because of him. See, I'm already getting into Rick Perry. But, boy, we did call it in my film now 3.5 years ago. It came out in 2007, so 3.5 years ago. Is that even longer than 3.5 years ago? It's almost 4 years ago. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What a seminal documentary. The film ends with Rick Perry. Just like Obama deception has Obama and Hillary secretly meeting at a Bilderberg Group meeting in Virginia. And the whole national media is the number one story that day was, where is Obama? He's disappeared. He told the press corps to get on an airplane to Chicago. They slammed the door shut. They protested and they locked him on board. Actual kidnapping, Shanghai, and flew them to Chicago. And Gibbs, the effete Gibbs, said that, well, there was a desire to have some private meetings, and so Obama slipped off. Yeah, from the Dulles Airport, he acted like he got on the plane and then got back in the motorcade with the Secret Service, with Hillary, and drove into the Chantilly Marriott. We're there. We document. They go in with the Secret Service. We call the national media, who claims they're running around looking for Obama for more than a day, and no one shows up. See, that little story, the reason I've told it many times, is that, and it's covered in the Obama deception, shows that the Bilderberg Group is dominating our planet to a great extent and trying to fully dominate it. You don't have a total world government yet. They're not all powerful yet. They're trying, though. And as long as we live in denial and won't even admit that powerful groups, powerful combines of corporations and government get together to expand their power, I mean, if we really have been taught as a nation and as a world that that doesn't exist, when common sense through all of history shows that is a fact, that's why we're so enslaved. If you had to pick one thing, it's this idea that denial is somehow a great virtue. And that just telling yourself, oh, there's no powerful people that want to eat my lunch. Oh, there's no powerful interests that have got to be kept under control. The minute you have a mindset like that, it's over. And our so-called mainstream media, the corporate dying dinosaur whore media, is so pathetic that that night and that next day, we called all the TV stations and got on radio and told people to call the TV stations and newspapers, and no one showed up to cover it. There's Obama, there's Hillary, meeting secret, no one knows where they are, top story in the country. You're calling them, telling them where they are, and they don't care, they don't want to know. That's why the Drudge Report has more readers than the New York Times. That's why InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are exploding and rising. That's why every other outlet that will cover stories like that is on fire. And those that won't cover it are imploding into the dustbin of history. But they're not going to stop there. I've got a flotilla of news articles globally and domestically where governments are openly saying they want to censor the internet, talk radio. It's happening. Their tyranny cannot stand if we have a voice to respond to it. And that's why folks need to realize how precious this radio broadcast is. How in a sea of lies, it is standing out and shining like a light on a hill in the gathering darkness. And that's why it's so important now more than ever to spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're being taught to be a nation of ninnies that obsess over political correctness and who sit down and shut up and don't talk about politics and religion. America was founded on talking about politics and religion and getting angry at tyranny. All of the blessings we have, all the good things we have, don't come from Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Rick Perry or Al Gore, even though they tell us that the internet comes from Al Gore. The blessings, all the good things we have, is because we did have forefathers and forebears who were obsessed with private property, obsessed with the Second Amendment, obsessed with liberty, and fearful and angry at government and mistrustful of power. And we collectively enshrined the idea of the individual as being the ultimate goal, the individual being empowered and turned loose to follow their dreams. So we individually collectivize the system to protect our individual freedoms. And so people that say, oh, it's extreme, it's bizarre to be upset about corruption, or to even say corruption exists, you people are going to ruin it for everybody. It's the opposite. Those of you that go along to get along, those of you that think compromise is a good thing, well, the other side isn't compromising. So this isn't compromise. You can't compromise on bedrock principles. You can't compromise that government corruption is dangerous and will grow out of control if not faced. History shows that 100%. You can't compromise with the fact that when a government tries to disarm you, tyranny sureth to follow. You can't compromise that it's wrong for a man to run up in a park and stick his hands down a woman's pants, any more than it's okay for TSA to do it. But we're being taught to, quote, compromise in big ways to have our will broken. I mean, look at all of this censorship news today and all the freaking out over what's said and done. One nation under the military-industrial complex. NBC edits out "Under God" for Pledge of Allegiance during U.S. opening coverage, replaces it with "Worship of Empire." They knew exactly what they were doing. They were adding "your God." When they cut out "one nation under God," they showed the military, you know, saying, "present arms." One nation under fixed bayonets. One nation under "get your rifles ready" in a firing squad drill to gun down the Republic. Every time they show a basketball goal or a NFL football goal, they cut to troops with an American flag behind him to create a Pavlovian response. Oh, look, troops. Troops are what's good. Troops, troops. Yeah, troops on the streets. Well, troops would be good if they defended the Republic. But it's just like Nazi Germany. The Germans followed all of Hitler's orders because, after all, it was the military, and you got to bow down to what they say. We're going to break all that down. There's just so much. You know what? I'm going to go to your calls when we come back, though. Before I get into all this news, there's so much of it. Jam-packed broadcast coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the way, I'm going to get to this, as I mentioned, more in the second hour today, and it is also linked down on the left-hand side of the Drudge Report under the other headlines. Rick Perry fires up crowds, the different Christian conservative groups he's speaking before, and Perry said, stand up and stop apologizing for your conservatism. Well, I agree. Real conservatives, constitutionalists should stand up to Perry and say, hey, why'd you pass all these new tax systems in Texas? Why are you for forced Gardasil inoculations? Why were you for the North American Union funding Trans-Texas NAFTA Superhighway leg? Why did you go to Bilderberg in 2007? And as you can see there on the Drudge Report, he's linked to our article. I tell you, Drudge is really, really causing a stir with this. The fact that he exposes Democrats going to Bilderberg is a big deal. That's when he really started covering it, was when Obama went in 2008. But now that he's covering Perry, it's pretty hardcore. Again, Drudge has this report up there. Bilderberg approved Perry, set to become presidential frontrunner. Paul Joseph Watson's article today. And as I said, we're going to be breaking that down more. Look, I wish Perry was real. I wish that Rick Perry was a Ron Paul type who could really be trusted. And that's what Ron Paul has said. Ron Paul's 75. Believe me, he had to have his arm twisted to run. But regardless of what happens in this election, he'll inject real issues. He will show the alternative of true liberty and constitutional views versus rhinos, Republican in name only. And Rick Perry may wear cowboy hats and talk about secession and claim that he killed a coyote in Westlake Hills, which is the suburb of Austin, while he was jogging. I mean, he may tell us that, you know, he fought and killed Yosemite Sam. And you know, next that he rides with Tonto. But the facts are Rick Perry is not who he says he is. And you could say, well, forget the forced inoculations, forget the UN takeover of the highways by foreign companies. Forget all that. Okay, well, let's just forget it. I don't make a lot of mistakes, and generally when I do, it's because I go with mainstream media. I heard local news talk radio in the news segment last week announce that Perry had added it to the special session. And I searched it and couldn't find it, but thought, well, they must have just gotten the news. Well, I went and looked it up. He's never added it, and now you've got the Washington Times and Lou Rockwell and everybody else, literally over 100 articles, begging him. Headlines, Rick Perry's our only hope on TSA. Please, Rick, add it to special session. The House says they have the votes to pass it. The Senate has the votes, near unanimous in both. If you'll just get behind it, we can stop the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants. And by the way, it's now come out, TSA admitted, in New Orleans, they called the male and female members of the legislature out to single them out, the TSA did, and squeezed, I played the clip yesterday from Fox News Local, squeezed the man's genitals so hard it racked him. You know, that's how God designed us. You're not supposed to damage those so you can have children. So, you know, pressure hurts them. Well, they just said, and he said, you're trying to punish me? And they said, you bet we are. And then they went on to search his bags for 40-plus minutes. I mean, pretty soon they're going to get a meat cleaver out and say, get it on the wooden table. Got to make sure there's not bombs in there. And you think I'm joking. They're talking about full chest x-rays to stop Al-Qaeda breast implant bombs or to x-ray dogs that get on planes because Al-Qaeda might try. I mean, the government's got to take all rights away because the terrorists might strike. You can never stop terrorists from striking, even if you believe this whole fable. They're sacrificing our republic in the name of liberty. When you know the private interests that run this country are not free market and are open tyrants in their own admissions. But imagine, he's like, you're hurting me. I played the newscast. They're like, he's like, is this punishment? And they go, yes, it is. Ah. I mean, now they just, you see, they're getting prison guard types who are used to dealing with prisoners, a lot of which are innocent, biggest prison population in the world, mass frame-ups, but a lot of them are guilty. And, of course, it's come out they release the violent offenders to menace the population of the country while keeping the nonviolent. They're better widget makers. Making defense contractor parts. They don't just make license plates and furniture. That was in granddaddy's day. For 40, 50 years, they've been making everything and competing against the rest of our jobs, driving down wages. But good old boys still love it. So they treat you like a perp, like you're a convicted felon. That's what this is. Line up, take the shoes off, take the belt off. Well, I don't want to go in the microwave machine. I'm pregnant. Opt out, you get over here. In fact, I was talking to my parents this weekend. I went over there for dinner with the family. And they were telling me about all their friends being harassed and molested by TSA. And I just said, please stop telling me the stories. It's making me too upset. Well, now you don't like the TSA. Well, they're just going to grab your genitals and squeeze them like they're trying to crush two walnuts together. That's how you crack nuts. You crack them together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Today, I said I was going to get to your phone calls, and I am just here in just a few minutes, but here's just some of the type of news I have in the stack today. Unanimous, Supreme Court sides with Walmart in sex discrimination case. Unanimous, blocks state's climate change lawsuit. Won't hear Acorn claim over government funding. NBC apologizes for cutting Under God from pledge. She's off. Michelle Obama embarks on African visit. Medvedev rules out election tussle with Putin. Wants to see Obama reelected. Continuing, Russia to lower U.S. debt holdings as China, as Saudi Arabia and others are now doing. A Japanese computer named fastest in the world, three times faster than Chinese rival. German giant says U.S. workers lack skills. Paper, America's lost decade, the country totally falling apart. States look to internet taxes to close budget gaps. Told you all that was coming. Now here's the London Guardian. Don't be surprised that Athens goes up in flames. Citigroup says Greek debt may be contagious. It was always planned to be contagious. They're going to bring one country down after another. We have the internal IMF World Bank documents from 9 years ago, 2002. Like, we should rewrite about that. Because, you know, we tend to think just because we covered something 6, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago that people know. We should write about that. Continuing, we've got just incredible police state news. And I tend to not cover news that we're in because I, quite frankly, find myself boring. I mean, it's exciting if I see some big national news story at first and then I read it and it's passé. I'm more excited about what's happening outside of, you know, news reports on yours truly or things that are happening to us. But I have to remember what's happening to yours truly is happening to everybody else as well. And I got in here a little bit earlier this morning and meant to shoot a special video report about it, but then got sidetracked with some other things going on because I want to illustrate this for people so they know how serious it is. Video exposing Google chief Schmidt censored by YouTube. But then the second part of that is that they've removed for the second time a video we put out. And I've got a clip of it. I'm going to try to play part of it later. It's a 9-minute video where I announced the Obama Joker operation in 2009 when they were still saying he was God and the Christ and literally calling him the Christ in the news. And he was like Jesus and he would save us. And I took the Obama Joker poster that reportedly somebody in California first hung up. We altered it a bit. Put out our version because they were calling for the person's arrest and saying it was racist. And it's not racist to put down Napoleon Bonaparte or George W. Bush or Barack Obama. And the national news then, after I did that, put out pieces saying we were racist and that to show him as a joker, we're saying he's a criminal. I mean, what if we showed him as Two-Face? What if we showed him as Bizarro? I mean, the point is he's a bad guy. And they had people on local news, national news, saying it's horrible, it's racist, it's evil, that they're putting these up. And they know full well it's not racist. It's a political weapon, just like the talking point on MSNBC for a year was, if you don't support government-run health care, you're a racist. You don't like black people. I mean, remember Carlos Watson and Slimeball Matthews saying that? They know full well that's a cold-blooded political tactic they're using. Well, Google gave us a strike, removed it, and said that we would be taken down if we had one more. And we posted those letters and what they told us. And people say, well, YouTube's a private thing. So the point is, I followed their rules. Okay, they have an open marketplace. It's YouTube. It's our content, your content that made them great. Google bought out the small company out of San Francisco. They claim that there's this terms of service. They're violating their terms of service. They're involved in unfair trade practices. They make money off of us. And then we put a video up exposing the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, at Bilderberg. And it's the number one video on YouTube. And they just delist it and take our honors away. And again, I don't care about having an honor because I want to have a trophy like I won the race. The honors is what puts it at the top of all the pages. Hey, this is the top video. Here it is. It's the top video in this section, the top video in that section. It was a top video in many different sections. Education, news and politics, they just took it out. Because there's the head of Google, and now we have Lieberman saying he wants to control it. Now we have YouTube last month erasing political demonstration videos, quote, under government request, a new message, government requested removal. We wrote articles about that. I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. But the issue is they removed the video and said because of racism, which is a form of slander, defamation. Truth is the total defense. Well, it's not true. You go watch the video, and I say the media is saying it's racist in L.A. that somebody's putting up these things as Obama as a joker and saying socialist. Clearly, they're saying he's a criminal and that socialism is a thing that's villainous, i.e. the Joker. I said, well, because they're calling for this poor guy's arrest, or gal, we don't still know exactly who it is, That's it. We're going nationwide. It went nationwide. Hundreds of newspapers, literally hundreds of local TV, scores of national TV, Japanese TV, German TV, Dutch, British, Brazilian. It was one of the biggest things we ever did. And Google removed our video. I went and filed with Google and said, I'm challenging this. Well, they shut down the whole account. Because when you challenge one of their rulings, not a copyright claim, that's outside. You're allowed. They said, you are now in status of being shut down. Your account is locked down. Couldn't upload videos. You could watch our videos, but our account was shut down. And they told us, they said, if you do it again, we're going to get rid of your channel. Now, it had back then 50 million views. And we got a lot of channels, over 300 million total now in the last 3 years. But it's now 117 million views on that channel. 117 million. Russia Today has 5 million. ABC News, 40-something million. We're one of the biggest news channels in the world. In fact, the biggest on YouTube, on that one channel. 117 million views. Do we get any respect? No. You're a racist, and if you challenge us, we're going to shut you down. Now, what did the video say? I said I'd cover this later. I'm just covering it now. What did the video say? The video said they're saying somebody's racist for hanging these signs. We're going to have a national movement to hang them. It has nothing to do with race. Just like everybody showed Bush as a vampire and as a joker. Whether it's true or not, whether you agree with that or not, it's your political right to do that. And so under the First Amendment, we're going to do this. And we did it, and people called for our arrest. And they had people on TV saying it's disrespectful. They need to be arrested. We have clips of those newscasts. I'm going to make a video about it. And so we come out and say it is not racist to call Obama a joker. He's a president. He's open. He's a public figure, as public as it gets, to ridicule. And Google said no. So Google's told us they may just shut the channel down. That's being decided right now. But it's got the strike against it. And they say if we challenge it, they will lock the channel down again. And I'm going to challenge it. And then here's the deal. You may be a big government funded with NSA openly giving you the money and CIA, and you may be at the NASA base, and you may be at the DARPA facilities. It's all on record. It's government run. But I'm putting Eric Schmidt and all of you on notice. You have operated this as a public commons. We have followed your rules, and you're engaged in unfair trade practices and slander and libel. And go ahead, delete my page, okay, because I am going to come after you legally, and I'm going to come after you politically. We're going to have a nationwide movement where every day I call for people to post signs saying, beware Google. Google spies on you. Google kills freedom, okay? You want to fight, you Bilderberg trash, you're going to get one. You know, they've said, we are going to be the web. You know, headline, CNN, Google wants to run your house. The smart meters, the smartphones, the surveillance, the Apple systems, which Schmidt formerly is one of the head people at Apple, controlling what you can videotape. This is the technocracy. So people say, why don't you just leave Google and YouTube? That's where the fight is. That's where the war is. That's where more than half the videos in the world get watched. That's where we're having a big effect. Now, I'm going to take the field of battle. They can let Lady Gaga teach little girls how to commit suicide all day. They can have all that filth on there. Remember they put a strike on us for showing the Apache footage of them shooting up the reporters? Yeah, their Star Tribune. Google wants to run your wallet. That's their quote. Google wants to run your house. This is their. They want to run our life. They're taking over the full infrastructure of the web with government backing and collusion. This is a monopoly. This is a stinking, dirty monopoly. There it is. Google's Android home project wants to run your house. Headline, desktop review. Look, I'm not making this up. This is the J.P. Morgan / John D. Rockefeller robber baron scum with a sick logo like Don't Be Evil. And yes, folks, use Start Page. Use alternative search engines that don't store your data, that don't track you. It's come out TomTom, as I told you years ago. All the GPS does this. Their main business is selling everywhere you go to the threat fusion centers. You're tracked, no warrant, real time. All the companies do it, all of them. You order a pizza of any of the big companies, USA Today, they track where you are, where you're going. Okay, all the laptops out there, if you've ever used Google, they're watching you with computers over the camera. You're being watched. If your neighbor came to your house and said, I want to pay you to put a camera in your wife's bedroom, you would probably physically attack them. But you've been trained when it's a big shadowy Google up there in the Google sphere. Oh, you're watching me over this camera and microphone on my computer? Great, I'm going to bend over to you. Okay, I'm going to take first-time callers to the bottom of the next hour. And here's the problem. I got hundreds of articles. They're all worse than the next. But here's the deal. Google has to censor us. They have to. The system must do it because we're doing real reportage. We're breaking through. We're having a huge effect. And if the system can silence us, they can then set me up, put me in prison, or worse. Okay? So it's a life or death situation. Decide if you're for free speech or against it. Are you with the InfoWar or are you against it? Email everyone you know, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yes, we've built in the last 8 years our own alternative, PrisonPlanet.tv, but you've got to pay for the bandwidth through subscriptions. Then we take everything and give it out for free through the enemy's platforms. They don't like it. We're giving them a real run for their money, so spread the word about the radio show. Spread the word if you're listening on AM or FM. The system openly wants to bring back the fairness doctrine on talk radio, and the FCC says they want it over the Internet to where I can't have my own political views. We're going in to tyranny. Everything that's happening is the opposite of what our founders set up, the opposite of common sense, the opposite of everything good and wholesome. All right, I'm going to go to John, Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene. I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. eFoodsDirect.com, they've got this special running for just, I think, two more days. Is it in the 20th or the 22nd? I forget. I hear the ad running. But you can buy three of any of their great meal packs and get the fourth free. They've got all sorts of high-quality, different food lines, all made right here in the U.S., freshly prepared. All the bananas technically aren't grown here. Non-GMO, non-hybrid. It's all available at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. The letter eFoodsDirect.com. Banners on InfoWars.com. Or give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Don't wait. It's good to get prepared, not be dependent on the system. And speaking of food, you know, when you drink green food, high-quality green food like Interfood, you absorb a lot more of it than with vitamins and things like that. That's why liquid form is so good. It's got 20 superfoods, 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams. And it's chlorella, spirulina, kelp, dulse. Look at all the other great ingredients at interfood.com. That's enerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Check them out today. And don't forget, one of the most powerful things we do is the online video bookstore shopping cart, the Patriot T-shirts, walking billboards for liberty, meet like-minded people, your purchase of Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, the great chemtrail film, What in the World Are They Spraying? All of it funds our operation, but more importantly, it's tools to then show to others that are ready to be awakened. InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. The great folks here in my office, we now have, last 6 months, our people here, not just operators, but our folks that know what they're talking about here in the office, 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, I'll go. I've kind of got a little bit of my ranting out of me. I haven't even scratched the surface. Pigs can grow human organs and stem cell breakthrough. They already got cows doing it 12 years ago. Japan scientists synthesized meat from human feces. I'm not joking. This is Digital Trends out of Yahoo News. I talked about this 7 years ago and got laughed at. New York Times admits they've got tiny dragonfly drones watching, flying around everywhere. I've even seen some of these things at a protest one time. We're actually just covering the White House and saw little fake things flapping around, and I didn't even attempt to even videotape it. I just said, there's drones. No one will believe it. That was 7 years ago. But here it is, the New York Times. Yeah, we're in Buck Rogers land. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I just want to first say thanks for the opportunity to, to be on your radio show and get the opportunity to...
You do not need to thank me, as Rush says dittos. Dittos to you. What's on your mind?
Well, first, also, I just wanted to say that was a great speech you gave over at that Talkers Magazine conference you gave. I'm very powerful. I really, really wish I could have got to see everybody's faces on... all these big celebrities and whatnot, just to get to see how they took to your true passion and your willingness to basically die for what you believe in and how you were breaking it down for everybody. I just want to say that was some good stuff. So
John, you were there?
No, I just seen it on Facebook. I got the link and I was able to catch both parts, and it was some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we meant to get that out. It's just I've got limited crew. We were busy with other videos. So a video about myself has had to wait while I put out all the other important World War III type news and other things. But that video is almost done. And Rob Dew, because we got some folks on vacation today, he's actually in there running the board right now. And he's the guy doing that video. But we'll have it in super high quality out in the next day or two for everybody. Thank you so much, John. Anything else?
Nope. I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, and, we're all here for you, man.
Thank you so much, my friend. Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene, others, your call straight ahead on the other side. First-time callers from the bottom of the next hour, then wide-open phones, and I haven't even scratched the surface of the news yet.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
I'm going to break down the global attack on free speech, the acceleration in the deterioration of the economy by design, Rick Perry, who the real Rick Perry really is, A lot of amazing high-tech news, like new meat being grown out of human feces to be fed to the public. NATO preparing for ground war in Libya. That's now hitting the mainstream news. Of course, we got it to you first right out of our intel at Fort Hood and other bases. Gates warns Congress not to cut off Libya funds. Yeah, I got to make sure that we get trained that the president doesn't need congressional authority to go to war, regardless of what you think of the wars. The EU's passed sanctions against Syria. The UN is following, so that war is building up with U.S. ships now massing off the coast in the last week. By every definition, this is World War III. People tend to think of World War III as a nuclear war with the Russians. World War III just means a multi-regional, long-term war with large powers involved over a long period of time, basically. And I'm going to be releasing a special report later in the day on that subject. Also, I'm going to be releasing a special report by tomorrow on Rick Perry and a lot more. But right now, let's go to John and then Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene, Steve, and others. John in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. We just took John. I'm dumber than a box of rocks. It just says fresh list. Okay. Tim in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, while I was sitting here on hold, I made a list of things I called last week, and my wife ordered me Calbin soap, so we're a supporter last night for Father's Day. She couldn't think of what to get me.
Thank you.
I got, you know, one of the things that you talk about, I just woke up and turned on to you probably a few months ago, but I have a 2004 BMW M3 that I was driving. This is a few years ago down the road. Don't have a phone in it. Back in 04, you either put a phone in it or you didn't. And I'm driving down with the radio on top down, and all of a sudden the phone starts ringing in my car, and I don't have a phone in my car. So I asked the lady what number she called. Called my wife up, asked my wife to call me, and sure enough, it came through over my car stereo, which I don't know how it happened, but somehow that car is wired.
All the cars in China, most of the cars in Japan, and now most of the new cars in the U.S., have boxes built into them that have a computer and a wireless cell phone chip and microphone. That's why you can buy a track phone for less than $10 because the components are so cheap. And so, yes, they're putting spy devices. I just covered that last week. It was in the Epoch Times. People kept wondering how the police knew everything they were talking about in China. And it's because the toll road boxes the size of a matchbox that everybody's given in China and Hong Kong for the toll roads also happen to have a microphone. And people said, well, how are they listening? That would take millions of police and spies. No, they have computers listening to what you say, and then it flags it off keywords. It's an audio Google system slash NSA system. And so, yes, the smart meters, all under global regulations, all of the new this is all over the world. New appliances have plugs that have digital chip systems in them where the electricity to your device, not wireless, not the electricity itself can have government data sent to it, and then the washing machine, dishwasher, computer, it then surveils you. And of course, if that isn't good enough, they have now by law globally the new Curly Q light bulbs. Why are those standardized? That certain type of fluorescent. And they're outlawing the phosphorescent, phasing it out, because that then, with the new infrared systems coming out on most of the new keyboards or computer screens, it accesses and hacks your computer with a blurp flash orders from the light bulbs. So that's all part of freedom, though, of course, and TomTom's tracking you as well. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Two of the things that I wanted to mention. My daughter...
Well, stay there. Back in 1 minute. Then we're going to you. We're going to Tim, then Trey, Matt, Gene, Steve, everybody else. We'll be right back. Again, I'm an extremist because I don't like all this stuff.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.